Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
I know we're gonna make it. It's not too late, no, we're gonna make it.
Yes, indeed, folks. It may seem a little dismal today, but we're gonna make it, that's for sure. And something that might help us out is technology and innovation. Here to talk a little bit more about it is still with us is Vinny Catalano. He's global investment strategist and president at Blue Marble Research in our Taking Stock studio. And on the phone in Washington is Rob Atkinson. He's president of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. So, Vinny, I'm going to start with you. Mm-hmm. Technology, innovation. This has obviously always been kind of important to the economy, still is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing that I'm very anxious to hear is Rob's thoughts in regards to how innovation and technology can facilitate end user slash consumer demand. And I think it was in the Financial Times today, Martin Wolf wrote about the slow growth of consumer spending this particular cycle compared to all the other cycles in the past. We know innovation is a creative, destructive force.
Yeah,
it does lead to greater productivity, etc. Can it help? Can innovation and technology help in end user demand? That'll be interesting to know.
Rob Atkinson, address that question if you could.
Oh, thank you, Carol and Michael. Absolutely. I mean, why was the 90s, one of the reasons the 90s were so good was we had innovation on both the producer and the consumer side. There was this array of new products that consumers were desperate to buy. Computers, later in the decade, the emergence of cell phones, internet. So what we need is a lot more of that. Imagine in a world where we had, revolution in cars, where cars were much smarter and quasi autonomous at a reasonable price. Imagine where we could have, really good 4D TV, smart homes. I mean, the sort of next generation of big innovations, if we could get them here sooner and if they were affordable, people would be saying, wow, I really have to go out and buy that. And I think right now people don't see a lot of those things out there that are the have-tos.
You mean it's got to be a bigger kick, a bigger change, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you want people to be, I give it a good example. Where do we see this really happening right now? And that's the iPhone. I mean, I just bought one. My wife and I both upgraded and bought new iPhones. I got a 6 Plus. She got a 6. Why? Because it's this cool product that people want to have. And what we need are, 10 to 20 iPhone-like things in the economy where people are going to go stand in line because they want it so badly.
Do you think that it's out there, Rob, that they're what the next wave, the next, hot item, the next product or service that really is going to galvanize that kind of spending? What you see, anything on the immediate horizon?
I don't see it in the next couple of years. I think most of the things that we would want to have in this space are, either they're there and they're a little too pricey, 4D TV. I'd love to have a 4D TV, but I'm not going to pay, $2,000 or $3,000 for it right now. And I don't think most people are. They're going to wait for the price point to come down to, say, $600
or
$700.
Wait a minute. I got to break in here. I think about all the things that we've been talking about in the auto industry, driverless cars and cars just getting smarter. I'm shocked at, from a car I bought 3 years ago to a car I bought last summer, the change in technology and how much smarter the car, same brand, but the engineers just amped it up big time. So you're not saying that in the next 3 to 5 years, we're not going to see some significant changes when it comes to technology that's not going to kind of be giving boosts to the economy?
One thing interesting about cars are essentially now like computers because, you want to upgrade your car, not because mechanically it doesn't work anymore, but because you want the latest IT, you want the latest software systems, and cars are getting that every year. They're like computers, they're like operating systems for computers. Absolutely, that's happening, but it's not. I don't think it's big enough yet. I don't think I'm just writing a piece on autonomous vehicles and the economic impact in the next issue of the Milken Institute Review, which is coming out in a few weeks, and are my estimate or is that we're a long way away from autonomous vehicles getting a price point that most consumers, there was a study on autonomous vehicles, less than 50%, I think it was less than 30% of consumers would pay a $2,500 price premium for an autonomous vehicle, which isn't all that much, really, when you think about it. So, yeah, there's this cool stuff.
Well, maybe not that much for you or me or for some other folks, potentially, but a lot of money for some other folks.
Absolutely. It's a lot of money for a lot of people, $2,500 for a new car. So I think what's happening, though, is these new technologies, whether it's smart homes, you know, a totally integrated smart home or the cars being much more, these are all happening and they're all getting lower in price, but we're not quite there yet. So I think 3 to 5 years we'll see some big improvements. I just don't think in the next 1 to 2 years we're going to see that.
And Rob, there's only a few seconds left. Can we shift over to public policy for a moment, given the midterm elections? Just in a nutshell, can you tell us what is possible to happen in a lame duck president's period after the election this fall?
Well, I think what could let's just hypothesize for a minute. I think both parties...
just got about 30 seconds.
I think there's an opportunity to get some things done in the last 2 years of the Obama administration, in other words, in the next Congress, if both parties are willing to say, you know what, so the risk for Republicans is if they can't be going into 16 as a do-nothing Congress if they take control, they've got to have some things under their belt. The only way to do that is to work with Obama. So I think the Republicans have an incentive to get some things passed so that they look good going into 16 as the party of yes, not just the party of no. Mm-hmm. And Democrats have a list of things they want to get done as a quid pro quo.
Rob Atkinson, thank you so much. President of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. And, of course, our thanks to Vinnie Catalano. Thank you.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.